Welcome to the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. This podcast will be a sharing of part of my morning routine as I prepare for the day with the Word of God. We will be partaking of Puritan prayers from the Valley of Vision, each day's morning devotional from Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, and we'll be reading from the Legacy Standard Bible, which is the newest and, I believe, the most accurate translation of the Word of God. We will be following a Bible reading calendar that provides for reading the whole Bible in a year that was created by Minister Robert Murray McShane for his congregation back in 1842, and that has been a part of my daily reading for over 6 years now. Good morning, and welcome to the Monday morning, October 24th, 2022 episode of the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. I'm Wayne Floyd, your host. This is a podcast that is dedicated to the public reading of the Word of God, as well as some prayers and a devotion each morning. We will do our prayers from the Valley of Vision, which is a collection of Puritan prayers. Our devotion is from Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Morning and Evening. We'll do the morning devotion for the day in question, and our Bible reading. We're using Robert Murray McShane's Bible reading plan. It was Read the Bible in the Year that he created for his congregation back in 1842. It actually takes you through the New Testament twice and the Old Testament once each year. So we're going to be using that guide. I've been using it for 6 years or more now. And we're going to be reading from the Legacy Standard Bible, which at this time is the most texturally accurate to the earliest manuscripts we have of the documentation. So, and this podcast was motivated by the realization that more and more we become less and less biblically literate as we progress through the years. Not necessarily we individually, though that seems to be true too, because we're finding less and less time now in some cases. I know it has been in my case, sometimes it is poor time management, poor time usage that causes the lack of time we spend in the Word. And I would definitely encourage you to spend more time in the Word than just listening to me each day. But with the realization that more and more people are struggling to find time, whether it's poor time management or just being so overwhelmed with everything else, especially with inflation driving prices up and everything else, and people having to pick up second jobs and third jobs and whatever else to pay the bills, I realize it can become harder and harder. So my idea was, I know it was always nice for me when I was actually having to drive into work and home to be able to listen to something like this, whether it was somebody reading or somebody preaching or whatever. So I thought this might be a nice thing for somebody to be able to listen to on the way in to or from work each day. But I also, there was the realization that there are folks that have medical conditions that at times, as much as they may love to read and love to read the Word of God, they end up having symptoms that would simulate what's typically called a brain fog. So as much as they want to, they struggle to sit down and be able to actually read in the Word of God and comprehend and take in. So, and I know for some of them, it's been a help to at least be able to listen, to sit and listen and actively listen to the Word of God. So that was another thing that motivated me. I mean, as long as you can tolerate my voice, excuse me, this may be helpful for them as well. So that's what motivated me to do this. And let's go ahead. I've got a very busy day today, so let's go ahead and jump straight into the reading. So our prayers, as has been our practice for the day, we're going to start with our morning prayers from Valley Vision. We're going to read two of our regular prayers that we read every episode. They're going to be Resting on God in Grace and Trials, and then we'll do the second day morning prayer, the morning prayer for the day. Resting on God. O God, most high, most glorious. The thought of thine infinite serenity cheers me, for I am toiling and moiling, troubled and distressed. But thou art forever at perfect peace. Thy designs cause thee no fear or care of unfulfillment. They stand fast as the eternal hills. Thy power knows no bond, thy goodness no stint. Thou bringest order out of confusion, and my defeats are thy victories. The Lord God, omnipotent, reigneth. I come to thee as a sinner with cares and sorrows, to leave every concern entirely to thee, every sin calling for Christ's precious blood. Revive deep spirituality in my heart. Let me live near to the great shepherd, hear his voice, know its tones, follow its calls. keep me from deception by causing me to abide in the truth, from harm by helping me to walk in the power of the Spirit. Give me intenser faith in the eternal verities, burning into me by experience the things I know. Let me never be ashamed of the truth of the gospel, that I may bear its reproach, vindicate it, see Jesus as its essence, know in it the power of the Spirit. Lord, help me, for I am often lukewarm and chill. Unbelief mars my confidence. Sin makes me forget thee. Let the weeds that grow in my soul be cut at their roots. Grant me to know that I truly live only when I live to thee, that all else is trifling. Thy presence alone can make me holy, devout, strong, and happy. Abide in me, gracious God. Amen. And grace in trials. Father of mercies, hear me for Jesus' sake. I am sinful even in my closest walk with thee. It is of thy mercy I died not long ago. Thy grace has given me faith in the cross, by which thou hast reconciled thyself to me and me to thee, drawing me by thy great love, reckoning me as innocent in Christ, though guilty in myself. Giver of all graces, I look to thee for strength to maintain them in me, for it is hard to practice what I believe. Strengthen me against temptations. My heart is an unexhausted fountain of sin, a river of corruption since childhood days, flowing on in every pattern of behavior. Thou hast disarmed me of the means in which I trusted, and I have no strength but in thee. Thou alone canst hold back my evil ways, but without thy grace to sustain me, I fall. Satan's darts quickly inflame me, and the shield that should quench them easily drops from my hand. Empower me against his wiles and assaults. Keep me sensible of my weakness and of my dependence upon thy strength. Let every trial teach me more of thy peace, more of thy love. Thy Holy Spirit is given to increase thy graces, and I cannot preserve or improve them unless he works continually in me. May he confirm my trust in thy promised help, and let me walk humbly in dependence upon thee, for Jesus' sake. Amen. All right, our second day morning prayer. God over all. O God, all sufficient, thou hast made and upholdest all things by the word of thy power. Darkness is thy pavilion. Thou walkest on the wings of the wind. All nations are nothing before thee. One generation succeeds another, and we hasten back to the dust. The heavens we behold will vanish away, like the clouds that cover them. The earth we tread on will dissolve as a morning dream. But thou, unchangeable and incorruptible, art forever and ever, God over all, blessed eternally. Infinitely great and glorious art thou. We are thy offspring and thy care. Thy hands have made and fashioned us. Thou hast watched over us with more than parental love, more than maternal tenderness. Thou hast holden our soul in life, and not suffered our feet to be moved. Thy divine power has given us all things necessary for life and godliness. Let us bless thee at all times, and forget not how thou hast forgiven our iniquities, healed our diseases, redeemed our lives from destruction, crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercies, satisfied our mouths with good things, renewed our youth like the eagles. May thy holy scriptures govern every part of our lives and regulate the discharge of all our duties, so that we may adorn thy doctrine in all things. Amen. All right, let me take a quick drink of coffee here. Good coffee. Okay, and I forgot to say at the beginning of the episode, links to everything I'm reading, where you can read these online, are in the show notes, if you want to read along with me. But there are also links there for the hard copies of Valley of Vision, of Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, and how to get hold of the Legacy Standard Bible, as well as a link to a PDF that contains McShane's Bible reading plan, as well as his letter to his congregation explaining why he was putting it out for them. So, all right, let's go ahead with our devotion this morning. And again, it's the morning, October 24th devotion from Spurgeon's Morning and Evening. And the text for it is Psalm 104:16. The trees of the Lord are full of sap. the cedars of Lebanon, which he hath planted. Without sap, the tree cannot flourish or even exist. Vitality is essential to a Christian. There must be life, a vital principle infused into us by God, the Holy Ghost, or we cannot be trees of the Lord. The mere name of being a Christian is but a dead thing. We must be filled with the spirit of divine life. This life is mysterious. We do not understand the circulation of the sap, by what force it rises, and by what power it descends again. So the life within us is a sacred mystery. Regeneration is wrought by the Holy Ghost entering into man and becoming man's life. And this divine life in a believer afterwards feeds upon the flesh and blood of Christ, and is thus sustained by divine food. But whence it cometh, and whither it goeth, we shall explain to us. What a secret thing the sap is. The roots go searching through the soil with their little spongioles, but we cannot see them suck out the various gases or transmute the mineral into the vegetable. This work is done down in the dark. Our root is Christ Jesus, and our life is hid in him. This is the secret of the Lord. The radix of the Christian life is as secret as the life itself. How permanently active is the sap in the cedar? In the Christian, the divine life is always full of energy, not always in fruit bearing, but in inward operations. The believer's graces are not every one of them in constant motion, but his life never ceases to palpitate within. He is not always working for God, but his heart is always living upon him. As the sap manifests itself in producing the foliage and fruit of the tree, so with a truly healthy Christian, his grace is externally manifested in his walk and conversation. If you talk with him, he cannot help speaking about Jesus. If you notice his actions, you will see that he has been with Jesus. He has so much sap within that it must fill his conduct and conversation with life. All right. Our Bible reading for today, it is going to be chapters, 2 Kings 5, 1 Timothy 2, Daniel 9, Psalm 117, and Psalm 118. Let me take another drink of coffee before we charge into this. Now Naaman, commander of the army of the king, 2 Kings 5. So we're starting 2 Kings 5. Now Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Aram, was a great man with his master, and highly respected, because by him Yahweh had given salvation to Aram. The man was also a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. Now the Arameans had gone out in marauding bands, and had taken captive a little girl from the land of Israel, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said to her mistress, "I wish that my master were before the prophet who is in Samaria, then he would cure him of his leprosy." Then Naaman went in and told his master, saying, "Thus and thus spoke the girl who is from the land of Israel." Then the king of Aram said, "Go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel." So he went and took in his hand 10 talents of silver and 6,000 shekels of gold and 10 changes of clothes. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, "So now, as this letter comes to you, behold, I have sent Naaman, my servant, to you, that you may cure him of his leprosy." Now it happened that when the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to put to death and to make alive, that this man is sending word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? But know now and see how he is seeking a quarrel against me." Now it happened, when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, that he sent word to the king, saying, "Why have you torn your clothes? Now let him come to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and his chariots, and stood at the doorway of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh will be restored to you, and you will be clean." But Naaman was furious and went away and said, "Behold, I said to myself, he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of Yahweh his God and wave his hand over the place and cure the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in wrath. Then his servants approached and spoke to him and said, My father, had the prophet spoken with you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much more then when he says to you, Wash and be clean? So he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. And his flesh was restored like the flesh of a young boy, and he was clean. Then he returned to the man of God with all his camp, and came and stood before him and said, Behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. So now please take a blessing from your servant. But he said, As Yahweh lives, before whom I stand, I will take nothing. And he urged him to take it, but he refused. So Naaman said, If not, please let your servant at least be given 2 mules full of 2 mules load of earth, for your servant will no longer offer burnt offerings, nor will he sacrifice to other gods, but to Yahweh. In this matter may Yahweh pardon your servant when my master goes into the house of Rimmon to worship there, and he leans on my hand, and I bow myself in the house of Rimmon. When I bow myself in the house of Rimmon, Yahweh pardon your servant in this matter. And he said to him, Go in peace. So he went from him some distance. Then Gehazi, the young man of Elisha, the man of God, said to himself, Behold, my master has spared this Naaman the Aramean by not receiving from his hands what he brought. As Yahweh lives, I will run after him and take something from him. So Gehazi pursued Naaman, and Naaman saw one running after him. So he came down from the chariot to meet him and said, Is all at peace? And he said, All is at peace. My master has sent me, saying, Behold, just now 2 young men of the sons of the prophets have come to me from the hill country of Ephraim. Please give them 1 talent of silver and 2 changes of clothes. Then Naaman said, Be pleased to take 2 talents. And he urged him and bound 2 talents of silver in 2 bags with 2 changes of clothes and gave them to 2 of his young men, and they carried them before him. So he came to the hill, and he took them from their hand and deposited them in the house. Then he sent the men away, and they departed. But he came in and stood before his master. And Elisha said to him, Where have you been, Gehazi? And he said, Your servant went nowhere. Then he said to him, Did not my heart go with you when the man turned from his chariot to meet you? Is it a time to receive money and to receive clothes and olive groves and vineyards and sheep and oxen and male and female slaves? Thus the leprosy of Naaman shall cling to you and to your seed forever. So he went out from his presence a leper, as white as snow. 1 Timothy 2. First of all, then, I exhort that petitions and prayers, requests and thanksgivings, be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the full knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator also between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, the witness for this proper time. For this I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I am telling the truth. I am not lying, as a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. Therefore I want the men in every place to pray, lifting up holy hands without wrath and dissension. Likewise, I want women to adorn themselves with proper clothing, with modesty and self-restraint, not with braided hair and gold or pearls or costly clothing, but rather by means of good works, as is proper for women professing godliness. A woman must learn in quietness and all submission. But I do not allow a woman to teach or exercise authority over a man, but to remain quiet. For it was Adam who was first formed, and then Eve. And it was not Adam who was deceived, but the woman, being deceived, fell into trespass. But she will be saved through the bearing of children, if they continue in faith and love and sanctification with self-restraint. All right, Daniel 9. I'm going to take some coffee here. in the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, from the seed of the Medes, who was made king over the kingdom of the Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, discerned in the books the number of the years concerning which the word Yahweh came to Jeremiah the prophet for the fulfillment of the laying waste of Jerusalem, namely 70 years. So I gave my face to the Lord God to seek him by prayer and supplications, with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. And I prayed to Yahweh, my God, and confessed and said, "Alas, O Lord, alas, O Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and loving kindness for those who love him and keep his commandments. We have sinned and committed iniquity and acted wickedly and rebelled, even turning aside from your commandments and judgments. Moreover, we have not listened to your slaves, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, our fathers, and all the people of the land. To you, O Lord, belongs righteousness, but to us open shame, as it is this day, to the men of Judah, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and all Israel, those who are nearby and those who are far away, and all the countries to which you have banished them, because of their unfaithful deeds which they have committed against you. O Yahweh, to us belongs open shame, to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belong compassion and forgiveness, for we have rebelled against him, nor have we listened to the voice of Yahweh our God, to walk in his laws, which he put before us through his slaves the prophets. Indeed, all Israel has trespassed against your law, even turning aside, not listening to your voice. So the curse has been poured out on us, along with the oath which is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, for we have sinned against him. Thus he has established his words which he has spoken against us, and against our judges who judged us, to bring on us great calamity. For under the whole heaven there has not been done anything like what was done to Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this calamity has come on us, yet we have not entreated the favor of Yahweh our God by turning from our iniquity and acting wisely in your truth. Therefore Yahweh has watched over the calamity and brought it on us, for Yahweh our God is righteous with respect to all his deeds which he has done, but we have not listened to his voice. So now, O Lord our God, who have brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a strong hand and have made a name for yourself, as it is this day, we have sinned, we have acted wickedly. O Lord, in accordance with all your righteousness, let now your anger and your wrath turn away from your city Jerusalem, your holy mountain. For because of our sins and the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and your people have become a reproach to all those around us. So now, our God, listen to the prayer of your slave and to his supplications. And for your sake, O Lord, let your face shine on your desolate sanctuary. O my God, incline your ear and listen. Open your eyes and see our desolations and the city which is called by your name. For we are not presenting our supplications before you on account of any righteousness of our own, but on account of your abundant compassion. O Lord, listen. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, give heed and take action for your own sake. O my God, do not delay, because your city and your people are called by your name. Now while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before Yahweh my God in behalf of the holy mountain of my God, and while I was still praying in prayer, then the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision previously, touched me in my extreme weariness about the time of the evening offering. Then he made me understand and spoke with me and said, O Daniel, I have now come forth to give you insight with understanding. At the beginning of your supplications, the word was issued. So I have come to tell you, for you are highly esteemed. So understand the message and gain understanding in what has appeared. 70 weeks have been determined for your people and for your holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sin, to make atonement for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to steal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the Holy of Holies. So you are to know and have insight that from the going out of a word to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince, There will be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. It will be restored and rebuilt with plaza and moat, even in times of distress. Then after the 62 weeks, the Messiah will be cut off and have nothing. And the people of the prince who is to come will destroy the city and the sanctuary, and its end will come with a flood. Even to the end, there will be war. Desolations are decreed. And he will make a firm covenant with the many for 1 week. But in the middle of the week, he will make sacrifice and grain offering cease. And on the wing of abominations will come one who makes desolate, even until a complete destruction. One that is decreed is poured out on the one who makes desolate. All right, Psalm 117. Praise Yahweh, all nations. Laud him, all peoples, for his loving kindness prevails over us, and the truth of Yahweh is everlasting. Praise Yah. And Psalm 118. Give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, for his loving kindness endures forever. O let Israel say, his loving kindness endures forever. O let the house of Aaron say, his loving kindness endures forever. O let those who fear Yahweh say, his loving kindness endures forever. From my distress I called upon Yah. Yah answered me and set me in a great place. Yahweh is for me, I will not fear. What can man do to me? Yahweh is for me amongst those who help me. Therefore I will look in triumph on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in Yahweh than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in Yahweh than to trust in nobles. All nations surrounded me. In the name of Yahweh, I will surely cut them off. They surrounded me. Indeed, they surrounded me. In the name of Yahweh, I will surely cut them off. They surrounded me like bees. They were extinguished as a fire of thorns. In the name of Yahweh, I will surely cut them off. You pushed me down violently to make me fall, but Yahweh helped me. Yah is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. The sound of joyful shouting and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of Yahweh does valiantly. The right hand of Yahweh is exalted. The right hand of Yahweh does valiantly. I will not die. Indeed, I will live and recount the works of Yah. Yah has disciplined me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I shall enter through them. I shall give thanks to Yah. This is the gate of Yahweh. The righteous will enter through it. I will give thanks to you, for you have answered me, and you have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is from Yahweh. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which Yahweh has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. O Yahweh, save. O Yahweh, succeed. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of Yahweh. We have blessed you from the house of Yahweh. Yahweh is God, and he has given us light. Bind the festival sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I give thanks to you. You are my God, I exalt you. Give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, for his loving kindness endures forever. All right, and that is our Bible reading for the day, or our reading for the day. I would pray that it will edify and equip you, that it will benefit you in your daily walk today. And I hope you have a wonderful one. I hope you had a good weekend, and I hope you have a wonderful week going forward. Let's go ahead and pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for giving us this time together this morning. Dear Lord, please bless this time and bless our taking in and partaking of your word and of these prayers and devotion to edify us, to equip us, to lift us up and to hedge up our ways, to truly narrow it down and keep us on the appropriate path so that we truly walk as imitators of you and imitators of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we would truly be a light in this world. Dear Lord, we would continue to pray for revival in this land. There's nothing going on in this land that is going to be solved by legislation or anything else. It will only be dealt with properly by revival. And Lord, we would pray so much for that. And we would pray that in our being equipped by this and our way hedged up, that in our walk, we would be that light that would help lead that, not for any glory for us, but that the glory would be all to you. Dear Lord, please watch over us as we go forward so that we, in this day, so that we would truly honor you in all that we do. In your name we pray. Amen. All right. I hope you have a wonderful day. And remember, do all that you do, every little thing that you do today, do it for the glory of God. Have a great day. God bless.